Down to Business. Sponsored by Flowgas. On the grid, off the grid. Flowgas is Ireland's only supplier of LPG and natural gas. Wherever you are.
Now, I'm here in Stanford University in San Francisco, at Palo Alto, actually, just outside San Francisco. We're meeting and talking to some of this year's finalists and alumni about some of the issues facing their businesses as entrepreneurs. And perhaps the biggest issue facing all entrepreneurs is technology and the effect it's having. I'm delighted to introduce my three guests. They are Declan O'Connor of BHLS down there in Limerick. We've got Niall McGarry of Maximum Media and Jerry Kennelly of Tweak. Lads, you're all very welcome to the programme. Niall, we'll start with you. Tell us first about your business, and then we look at the impact that technology is having on it.
Yeah, certainly. So my business is Maximum Media, probably more well known in Ireland for the consumer brands that we run, the website brands that we run called Joe.ie, Her.ie, Sports Joe and Her Family. We are a digital, a media company, but pure play a digital model. Started in 2010. We've moved into the UK with Joe.co.uk. And technology has played a massive part of our business. I mean, our entire business really has come on the back of the disruption that technology has brought. Because an awful lot of people talk about technology, you know, in the taxi industry and in all these different industries, but it's a huge impact on media.
Yeah.
Massive impact on media. And Google and Facebook really have just created this huge duopoly. You know, outside of that duopoly, there's a small piece of pie. And that's because of that we've been able to create our own business, and that's the part of the pie that we exist on. But it's put a huge challenge to traditional media.
Yeah, and the technology there, I suppose it's how people consume media. Again, and the relevance of your company, such as Joe and Her, and how people now use that as their information stream.
Yeah, massively. I mean, it's even moved on hugely from 2010 when we started. So when we started, we were like websites. So essentially it was Joe.ie, Her.ie, and we just drive people to a website. Now what we would define ourselves as a distributed media business, and probably the first of its kind in Ireland, whereby we are essentially like one third online newspaper, maybe 40% of TV network. Certainly that's our aspiration, and 25% a radio station. And because of distributed media, there's an opportunity now to create content where you don't have to drive people to a third party website. Like Facebook Live, Periscope, you now create TV quality programming, yeah, which we do. We have a show on Wednesday night called Sports Joe Live. Colin Parkinson, Ronan O'Gara, Paul Galvin, a whole mix of people on it every week talking about sport. You can only watch it on Facebook Live or Periscope, and it's brought to you by Sports Joe as a brand and sponsored by, you know, brand outside the business. But it's watched on your phone, and it's revolutionising how people choose to watch TV programming.
Okay, stay with us. Let's bring in our next guest, Jerry Kennelly. Jerry Kennelly of Tweak, a Kerry man, well known for his contribution to the photography business. Jerry, this is not your first business, let's call it. Tweak, but technology is at play in this business.
It sure is. Well, we're essentially a content company. We create graphic design content and we serve online printers throughout the world. We've got 3 million pieces of content in 7 languages, Bobby. And we deliver that through technology, and it's constantly changing, constantly innovating. We've got some great engineers in Ireland and elsewhere. And, you know, with that kind of expertise, we're able to deliver new products and services. This year, we've launched a product called Tweak Cloud, which allows companies to manage their marketing collateral in a much more efficient way, saving perhaps hundreds of thousands or millions of euros by just taking waste out of their organization. So we're using technology in the content space, in the design space, to say, right, instead of a change to a brochure, for example, costing 300 or 400 euros, it might cost just 20 euros, because there's a whole lot of time being wasted, designers and marketers, and we're cutting that waste out.
Okay.
And we're using technology to deliver a solution that adds value to our customers.
And just so I understand it, Jerry, does the consumer, your customer, like, how clued do they have to be into the technology? Like, you say your technology is changing all the time, and you're improving and you're innovating and that, but the person you're selling to,
it's got to be invisible to the customer, really, to be honest. I mean, we deliver a complete solution. It's our problem how we get there. Obviously, the efficiency comes from using great technology and having great engineers and people collaborating together. It's not just technology is not just a box. It's about clever people working in a room to find great solutions, and that's why the Tweak team have always been so successful.
Okay. Now, let me bring in our third guest. He's Declan O'Connor from BHSL. Declan, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Bobby.
Now, tell us about the business, BHSL.
BHSL is an agri-tech company founded by my brother and myself that has transforming the poultry industry. We've developed technology that converts the poultry litter, which is seen as a waste and a problem, into heat and power for the farm, for the poultry farm. So we are the core business of poultry is the actual chicken, and now we are using the resources, the byproducts, to create more revenues actually on the farm.
So the technology that you've developed here to effectively use the byproduct that is chicken manure to now generate energy on the farm. Is that something that you can take off your own farm and sell to others?
Absolutely. The whole benefit, though, is using it on the farm, because you're replacing existing costs, which are gas costs and LPG. And we are using and applying the heat in a way that's actually having a huge environmental impact on the birds as well. So there's huge environmental benefits for the growth of the chicken. So we're improving the economics in the farm. So you wouldn't take it off the farm, Bobby, if you understood the economics.
Okay,
we're more fruitful on the farm.
Okay, as the type of technology that's involved, without getting too technical.
Yeah, we've developed it's a combustion, fluidized bed combustion system that we've scaled down. Fluidized bed is 100 years old technology. We've miniaturized it and patented the process of using it on farm. And just to say that it can take other difficult sort of manures like cow manure, human waste, and we're looking at developing the technology for that as well.
Okay.
And so that you stop transporting or land spreading, which is a major issue now because of all the nitrates and phosphorus directives around the world, and the waterways and the protection of the waterways. So using it on the farm or on the site it's created is the best economic.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then my next question to all three of you, and I'm going to start with you, Niall McGarry. How do you keep abreast with technology in your own business, in your own industry? How do you stay on top of what's actually happening?
Yeah, it's an interesting part of our business. I mean, I feel like we're on the right bus. And if you look at something like print, which is, you know, sadly, in the reality, it's a kind of in terminal decline. They had pretty much not a huge amount of difference over 150 years, bar maybe the weight of paper or the quality of ink, whereas digital is the right bus to be on, but it's changing incredibly quickly. So I suppose, in practical terms, I have to be really in tune with every social media platform that's out there and use it myself.
Right.
So I'm a big fan of Twitter, for instance, but Twitter is actually, you know, from a social media platform, is actually probably on a more downward spiral than others, even though still great for news. And if anything, actually Donald Trump has probably brought Twitter back into prominence. But like things like Snapchat, I probably wouldn't be a natural user of Snapchat, yet I have to use it. I have to be testing this stuff all the time, because what's happening in media is that it's very much about your wider community, and the term is kind of it's a very dubious term, but platishing, where it's your part publisher but you're very much reliant on social media platforms.
And is the jury out on the commercial success or otherwise of digital media, or is the model proven in terms of its commerciality?
Yeah, from our perspective, it's absolutely proven. We've been profitable from 2010. We're profitable from 2011, and we've grown our revenue consistently. And you know, to such an extent that the Financial Times announced it's the second fastest growing company in Ireland based on revenue terms in the last 4 years. That shows that digital is absolutely where the future is. I think we've shown that because we have not got other things to worry about. We don't have a print title to worry about. We're able to give complete prominence to what we do. So very much the jury has decided, and digital is the future. And this will impact on every type of business, even from a radio perspective here. News Talk, to be fair, have done a very good job at evolving themselves into a complete digital business as well as just a radio station. Mm. And that is what the future is. Even if people like to listen to audio or watch TV or read, they will do it all in the next 5 years in a purely digital capacity.
It's interesting you say that, because again, we all, you know, a lot of us have struggled as well with that move from
of
a
course.
Traditional radio presenting role or whatever to that digital piece and the website and all that goes on.
Yeah.
All that other stuff that's going on at the same time. So I think, you know, while everybody's situation is probably different, some of the challenges are kind of the same. Jerry, could I ask you the same question in terms of how you keep yourself technically abreast of technology?
Well, I read a lot. I read a lot online, and I read a lot in trade press, and look at what competitors are doing to see what's best practice. And I think for companies like ourselves, who invest in software, who create intellectual property, what we try to do is look what don't we want to invest in? What third-party software are we going to use? What SaaS applications are we going to use to run our business? And concentrate our effort on creating real innovation and real innovation in software. And I think it's actually getting the team, challenging the team and bringing in fresh people to say, look, maybe we're not doing this the right way. I know with our product Tweak Cloud, for example, recently, we completely re-engineered it after our beta. We said, right, well, there's a better way to do this, and let's dump everything that we built and start again. And that kind of brave decision is what's needed with technology, because things changed over the period of time that we built that product.
Yeah. Declan, where did you and your brother find this technology?
Jack would have done a research with the University of Limerick back in early 2000 on various technologies like anaerobic digestion, pyrolysis, gasification and fluidized bed combustion. And it was clear that fluidized bed combustion was way streets ahead in terms of provenness and being able to cope with the difficult fuel that it is, actually. So he had reached that point. This is the right technology. Now we need to invest, which is where I came in and the family came in. So we're bringing a lot of innovation into the agricultural sector. So we're collecting a lot of data on power on inside the sheds. So it's like the poultry shed today. You look at the end of a production cycle and you just get a P&L on that.
Right.
Looking backwards, now we're putting data points into every one of those houses. So it's like turning on the lights so that the company can see what's going on. We're putting that on their app so they can see what's going on in the sheds. They can compare. And this is actually quite important for, I suppose, the corporate customer, the processor, where they've got visibility of their production downstream much more.
Yeah.
I think that's a big advantage. So there's an innovation coming, Bobby, into that.
I suppose just to wrap it up then, like, technology is now, it's front and central in all our lives. There's nothing, there's no business really that's been unaffected by it. Would you have any recommendations to people, Niall, even outside your chosen field about how to manage technology?
I think Jerry mentioned about how he researches. I think there's some great platforms like DigiDay, The Drum, Recode are great places to learn and read about technology. And I think the States is by far the leader in terms of what's happening next. But like, for me, technology is going to bring further opportunity. I mean, we haven't even touched on the Internet of Things. You know, even when we're in San Francisco here, we're seeing driverless cars. I mean, there's huge opportunity. And like, one of the things you see is that like, innovation generally comes from this region. And it's unbelievable to be here as part of the OI program. And I think that as that innovation happens, I think people should be coming over here regularly looking at what the changes are to bring this back to Ireland or even the European region. Huge business opportunity. Yeah. So I would say get out here and start, you know, reading up on what are these changes. Internet of Things and AI are going to be huge business opportunities for people.
Jerry, in terms of, and Niall mentioned it there, we're here in San Francisco. There's a town 10 miles north of here where most of the cars are Teslas. Teslas will be made in California, and if somewhere like California can be the leader in something that is going to change as dramatically as we think it may around cars, it's fascinating, isn't it?
Oh, it's amazing. I mean, you've the power of Elon Musk and what he's done is just fascinating. But I suppose it's just that real concentration on one single area, and he's done wonderful things. But I think from the founder, from a CEO perspective, I think it's really important within a company that founders understand how databases work, how relational databases work, because I don't think it's possible to run a company today without that. And if you do, you can actually understand how code is made and how a business can automate, how you can cut out costs and so on. Technology can't sit as a silo outside of the main business. It has to be part of what everyone does every day and how you can make more efficient use of your time.
Last word to you, Declan. In terms of agri-food, technology, we've seen it across every other business. Do you see anything coming down the tracks in your own line?
Yeah, I think the sustainability agenda, the feeding, the increasing population with less resources is the big challenge. And with it, where environmental policies are you know, strong in governments and countries. That's a big challenge for food producers.
Yeah.
I suppose we feel we're part of that, solving part of that problem. We're not solving the whole problem. We're solving part of that problem. So it's a great opportunity.
Okay. Listen, it's a fascinating subject. And again, it's really interesting to look at it from three different perspectives. But I think in one sense, we're all in the same boat. We're just dealing with it in different ways. I'd like to thank my guests, Niall McGarry of Maximum Media, Jerry Kennelly of Tweak, and Declan O'Connor of BHSL. Thanks very much, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bobby.
Down to Business, sponsored by Flowgas. On the grid, off the grid. Flowgas is Ireland's only supplier of LPG and natural gas, wherever you are.